This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday Ukrainian forces are preparing for new Russian attacks in the east of the country as Moscow builds up its troops there after suffering setbacks near the capital, Kiev. Russia's invasion of its neighbor, now in its fifth week, has driven around a quarter of Ukrainians from their homes and brought Russian-Western tensions to their worst point since the Cold War. At peace talks this week in Istanbul, Russians said it would curtail its operations near Kiev and the northern city of Chernihiv to build trust, but Ukraine and its Western allies, including the United States, dismissed Russia's pledge as a ploy to stem its losses and prepare for other attacks. A malicious update anchored the worst cyber attack of the war in Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A malicious software update anchored a cyber attack that crippled tens of thousands of modems across Europe and caused a major loss of communications in Ukraine in the early hours of Russia's invasion in February. U.S.-based satellite owner Viasat says the attack on the KSAT satellite network began in the early hours of February 24th with a distributed denial-of-service onslaught that knocked a large number of modems offline. The satellite network is used by Ukraine's government and military. Viasat did not say who it believes was responsible for the attack, but Ukrainian officials blame Russian hackers. Google says it has identified a state-backed Russian hacking group that's engaged in a credential phishing campaign targeting militaries of multiple Eastern European countries and a NATO think tank. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congo's M23 rebel group denied on Wednesday it shot down a United Nations helicopter that crashed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, killing all people on board. A rebel spokesman accused Congo's army of firing on the helicopter. Congo's military had earlier blamed the M23 for the crash of the UN helicopter. 8 UN peacekeepers were killed in the crash amid rebel fighting Sunday, the UN mission in Congo said. An investigation has been launched into the cause of the crash. Those on board the helicopter include 6 crew members, all from the Pakistani military, and 2 military personnel, one from the Russian Federation and one from Serbia, the UN said. U.S. health officials are lifting a health warning for cruise ship travelers. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Cruise ship sailings shut down not long after the beginning of the pandemic. And even when they restarted last June, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention listed the activity as a high or very high risk. Now the federal agency is dropping the COVID-19 health warning attached to cruise ship vacations, although it will keep the color-coded system to classify ships based on the percentage of passengers who test positive. The CDC still expressed reservations, but says they'll leave it up to passengers to decide whether they feel safe getting on a ship. Cruise trade groups and operators are welcoming the move, saying that tougher restrictions imposed on their industry were unfair. Outbreaks continue to be detected. A Princess cruise returning from the Panama Canal on Sunday had multiple passengers who tested positive, but none showed serious symptoms and everyone had been vaccinated. I'm Jennifer King.
Actor Bruce Willis is stepping away from his career after he was diagnosed with aphasia. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Bruce Willis's wife Emma, his ex-wife actor Demi Moore, and his 5 children write on Instagram that Willis's diagnosis of aphasia is impacting his cognitive abilities. Aphasia is a condition that causes the inability to understand or express speech. It typically occurs after a stroke or a head injury, but it can also develop gradually from a tumor or disease. Willis, who is 67, has been working steadily. He's got 3 movies due to come out this year. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Recapping our top story, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday Ukrainian forces are preparing for new Russian attacks in the east of the country as Moscow builds up its troops there after suffering setbacks near the capital, Kiev. Russia's invasion of its neighbor, now in its fifth week, has driven around a quarter of Ukrainians from their homes and brought Russian-Western tensions to their worst point since the Cold War. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.